KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky. It's 19 degrees in Atlantic. We do look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high near 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education spent more than an hour discussing the direction they would take with regard to the district's athletic facilities last night. It included possibly buying land to relocate the baseball and softball fields and leaving things where they are, but making them ADA compliant. They also talked about a possible bond referendum associated with those projects. There were a lot of stops and starts during the meeting, but the general consensus appeared to be that the Trojan Bowl will remain where it is. Board President Allison Bruckner.
As a board, we feel very comfortable keeping the athletic facilities where they are currently today and working forward a plan to make them safe, playable, and ADA compliant. That will take time, and we will do our due diligence and meet. Next board meeting, we'll have a vote on if that's the way we're going to go or not. And then after that, there'll be several steps.
One of those steps includes meeting with the bonding agent, Travis Squires, with Piper Jaffray, because according to Bruckner,
I would think to do the necessary upgrades that we all feel to make it safe and compliant, we would have to do that. Our capital dollars will not span for this type of improvement project. And we have to keep capital dollars at hand for things that come up, roof leaking or, something that needs to be fixed, concrete upgrades, things that are going to come up.
And when asked about project timelines, Superintendent Steve Barber said,
we're in the process of developing a timeline to do it in an expedient manner.
Board member Christy Pellett added that the district currently has no debt service, which is a positive aspect when going after a bond. The high school was the last debt service, she said, and that was paid off. Cass County District 3 Board of Supervisor Mark Wiedemeyer announced following the Board of Supervisors meeting Wednesday morning that he will not seek re-election. Later, Board Chair and District 2 Supervisor Gaylord Schelling announced that he, too, will not be running for re-election. The District 2 and District 3 seats will appear on the June 5th primary election ballot. Auditor Dale Sunderman had previously stated that the following positions will also appear on the June 5th primary ballot: attorney, county recorder, and the attorney position is currently held by appointed incumbent Michael Hooper, the recorder by incumbent Mary Ward, and Ward has announced that she is seeking re-election. Also, the treasurer will be on the ballot, and that's currently held by incumbent Republican Tracy Marshall. The supervisor for District 2 is comprised of the Atlantic 2nd Ward and Atlantic 3rd Ward. Supervisor District 3 is comprised of the 4th and 5th Wards. Ward maps are available at the office of the county auditor if you're not sure where you're at and that map, and available for viewing online at casscountyiowa.us or available from the office of the Atlantic City Clerk. The first day for candidates to file for county offices, file their nomination papers, that is Monday, March the 5th. The last day is March 28th. Nomination papers may be circulated prior to the start of the first day for filing, as well as during the filing period. Those nomination papers are available at the office of the county auditor and from the Secretary of State's website at www.sos.iowa.gov. And one of the clerks hired for working as a secretary for a member of the Iowa House was arrested yesterday morning for being drunk and disorderly. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
21-year-old Jessica Leeper of Altoona had been working as a clerk for State Representative Tom Moore. Observers on the House floor say she appeared to be intoxicated yesterday morning. The head of State Capitol Police says she was definitely not cooperative as four state troopers arrested her and escorted her out of the State House in handcuffs. Leeper was booked into the Polk County Jail shortly before 11:30. She's been charged with public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and failure to maintain safety belts. That last charge is related to her conduct during the ride to the jail. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And Leeper has lost her job as a clerk in the state capitol. Each legislator hires a clerk to work for them during the legislative session in their office space. Office space for rank-and-file legislators like Moore is a desk, a filing cabinet, and two chairs on the House floor. The only legislators who have separate office space in the State House are the chairman and chairwoman of the committees and legislative leaders. In the funeral announcements this morning, Joan Lang, age 85, of Webster City, died Sunday in Webster City. Funeral services for Joan Lang will be this morning at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangement. events. Dorothy Hendrickson, age 92, of Atlantic, died January 15th. Funeral services for Dorothy Hendrickson will be today at 11:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Joanne Jacobson, age 71, of Avoca, died Saturday in Logan. Memorial services for Joanne Jacobson will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Paul Nolan, age 82, who is formerly of Stewart, died January 18th in Granger. A mass of Christian burial for Paul Nolan will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Dave Riddle, age 72, of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Dave Riddle will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. Marianne Anderson, age 83, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday in Minnesota. Funeral services for Marianne Anderson will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Owatonna, Minnesota. The Brick Megger Funeral Home of Owatonna has the arrangements. John Jack August DeWolf, age 96, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Jack DeWolf will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Charles Raymond Cousins, age 91, of Griswold, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. A funeral service for Raymond Cousins will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Ruth Geiger, age 88, of Minden, died Monday at the Risen Sun in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life for Ruth Geiger will be on Saturday from 2 until 4 at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Douglas Hughes, age 57, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Douglas Hughes will be Saturday at 2:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Sandra Shields, age 74, of Atlantic, died January 11th. Cremation has taken place and a celebration of life for Sandra Shields will be Saturday from 2 until 4 at the Nishna Hills Golf Club in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Phil Harris, an Atlantic native, has died. You're invited to a celebration of life for Phil Harris, son of Ken and Marie Harris, on Sunday from noon until 2 p.m. A gathering of family and friends will be held at the Armory Building in Atlantic at 2nd and Poplar. You're invited to come and share your stories and memories of Phil. And Larry Gordon Jones, age 75, of Atlantic, a former longtime Cass County sheriff, died Monday in Council Bluffs. There will be no services for Larry Jones. The family has elected to have a private memorial service at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care is offering assistance. And Emil Bohm, age 67, of Stewart, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Cremation has taken place, and a burial for Emil Bohm will take place at a later date in Fort Dodge. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.